Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What's up, everybody? Thank you for your patience as we get the podcast back onto a regular schedule. This episode of the How Awesome Is This podcast would have came at you sooner, but we have been on hiatus for a couple months. It is, what did we watch?
The Munsters.
The Munsters, directed by my buddy Rob Zombie. And thank you to everybody who subscribed over at GasDigitalNetwork.com. You've already heard this because it's been up for our subs for quite some time. But if you want to check out the entire archive, go to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code JASTA. And how many How Awesome Is This episodes we got in the archive now? Over 30, right?
I think this is 34. Let me just take a look back. But it's
would have been kind of, it would have been kind of coincidental and ironic if this was episode 31. Right, because Rob Zombie has a movie called, or doesn't matter.
You know what? Rob Zombie could have done better. I get he was going for a different feel for a movie, but I expected something different.
Yeah, it's different strokes for different folks. I just liked having a movie that we could just keep on while the family was over, and it wasn't like swinging dicks and fucking tits getting chopped off and shit. And we got Howard Jones, our lovely co-host, who sings on this record. So if you're watching on YouTube, check it out. I don't know what color is this, Brian. I'm colorblind. So what would you say this is? It's vinyl that I'm showing him for Josta Lost Chapters.
That is a jet black vinyl from what I can see.
No,
oh,
I think
it's gray.
Like, is it gray or is it brown? Which you can't, you know, you
it's
can't say like doo-doo brown.
Camera.
Yeah.
It's not doo-doo brown. It's like
it's like chocolate, milk chocolate brown.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyways, those will be going up on martyrstore.net, and I will try to get Howard to sign a bunch of copies. I'll try to get Corpse Grinder to sign a bunch of copies. I'll try to get Kirk and Matt Heafy and Phil Rind and whoever else is guesting on the sound. Max Caballero. I'm gonna send like some jackets out for the guests to sign, and we'll have limited copies. There's only 200 on this. I don't know, is it milk chocolate? I don't know what it is. Leave a comment if you're watching on YouTube. Like, subscribe, hit the bell. And
How Awesome 32, by the way.
Oh, so it's 32.
We just missed
Shit.
It.
Just missed 31. Sorry, Rob. And happy belated birthday to Rob. And shout out to Zeus, my buddy Zeus, who did the music in this movie, and then also, you know, produced.
He's been a producer forever.
Yeah, he's killing it with Queensryche right now. He's killing it with so much. He's got so much going on. So just a quick mention of the sponsors. The links are always in the show notes. If you can help us out and support our sponsors, that's great. Thank you to Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com. Use the promo code JASTA, and you're going to get 20% off plus free shipping. It's my favorite clippers. I just trimmed the side of the beard. I don't know if you can tell if you're watching on YouTube, but I trimmed the sides. Now I got to trim the bottom. I'm cautious when I'm doing it because I don't want to go too short.
You mess it up, you got to get rid of the whole thing. And who wants that, dude?
Plus us ginger beards, you know, we're a little patchy in spots. So you got to make sure you do it right.
It looks awful when it's growing in. It's like, are you growing hair or what? It's just, you know, it kind of like blends in with your skin tone for a little while.
Wait till you're 40. That's when it just kicks in, like 40 to 45. All of a sudden you're like, what is going on? Why is this kicking in now? Thank you. Yeah. So manscaped.com, the promo code is in the show notes. Link is in the show notes. JASTA is the promo code. Also, thank you to the Russian Apothecary. Mad Russian Apothecary. You are right. And I wanted to show the bottle here because I want them.
I'll flash it up on screen right now.
About them.
Bam.
Boom. All right. And use the promo code JASTA21 for 21% off. Also, bridge.com for the best wallets. The best tour bags, my best duffel bag I own, which is right here. And then the best keychain on ridge.com.
They also have a sweet backpack with a power supply in it. Like you can hide.
Yes.
It's so cool. I use it all the time for production stuff.
With the USB.
Yeah.
Yep. That's ridge.com, promo code JASTA. And last but certainly not least, indiemerchstore.com, promo code JASTA. I saw Lorna Shore just got announced on the big Mastodon Gojira tour. Congrats to Lorna Shore. My cousin's in Lorna Shore. Shout out to my cousin.
That's a hard ass tour.
A lot of people don't know that. And then also Black Dahlia Terror, Fuming Mouth. Shout out to Fuming Mouth. They're all on tour and that got announced. So go to indiemerchstore.com. Use the promo code JASTA10 after the podcast today. Remember, the link is always in the show notes. Give us a 5-star review on iTunes now that we're back. Leave a comment, give a like, subscribe, hit the bell. And if you want hours upon hours upon hours, like 6 hours extra content just the last week alone, plus a new podcast with Keith Buckley, go to patreon.com/Josta. All right, we got Howard, we got Charlie, we got Brian, we got myself, and this is the How Awesome Is This podcast, episode number 32. We watched the Munsters. Now on to the show.
How awesome, how awesome, how awesome is this podcast?
Howard Jones is with us.
There he is.
What's happening?
He's joining us from, where are you right now?
Oh, I'm East Coast now. Well, for another few hours, and then I'm gonna head out to L.A.
Should stop right by Skagfest this weekend.
Yeah, wait, stop by what? Vegas.
It's in Vegas. We're taking over Fremont Street over the weekend. It's going to be a Gas Digital Festival.
What?
You're more than welcome to come by. You don't need a pass, I promise.
And wait, when does this start?
Thursday to Sunday.
Oh.
But by the time this airs, it'll be long gone history. And you know what? That's okay, because hopefully everybody enjoyed themselves at Skankfest. And hopefully they got, just tell us. You could tell us the surprise, because.
Oh, so from what I understand, we got Limp Bizkit playing on like Sunday, on Saturday.
There you go.
What?
Yeah, dude. it's like a real giant festival. Like, we took over Fremont Street for the weekend. Like, we have multiple venues, huge acts, surprise comedy stuff, Limp Bizkit.
How did you pull now,
is
this
it true?
Off?
Is it true they got Eddie Murphy?
I don't know. I didn't
did
hear
you stand
that.
Up?
I usually hear the what? Secrets. I didn't hear Eddie Murphy. But that might,
right, I was gonna say.
But that could be true. Fuck. I mean, if you heard it from somebody, it might be true.
Well, yeah, before we talk about before we talk about the Munsters, the 2022 version of the Munsters, written and directed by Rob Zombie. Shout out to my boy Zeus, who did the music. Let's shout out everybody from Patreon here. Go to patreon.com/Josta if you want to sit in on the How Awesome Is This podcast monthly. Joseph Nelms, Laura, Ryan Levson, Andy Wilson, Warren Lassiter, Kevin Whitman, Nicholas, what up, Nick, Mike Horgan, and anybody else who's not here yet, you'll get a shout out in the next one. So this movie, before we get to it, were any of you fans of the original show?
I was a fan, yes.
I vaguely remember it being something to watch when I was a kid.
I did not care.
Howard, did you like Adam's Family?
Not really. It's more of like I didn't really watch him. It wasn't like, oh, I'm not into this. I just didn't really watch him.
I would watch them if they were on. I wasn't a huge fan, but it was definitely funny, and it was definitely something to watch when nothing else was on. To me, I felt like there was 10 seasons. I felt like there was so many, like every time I turned on TV, I felt like there was a different episode on, but I guess there was only 70 episodes and it was really only 2 seasons.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the
70 episodes these days is like 7 seasons.
Right. Yeah. I know. And I guess the idea was stolen, and then Universal made it like the monsters that they own, so that like they could, you know, they could have the rights to it. Like they like totally like stole the idea, I think, from it was this guy Alan Burns. But the pilot was in color. So when I saw that this movie was in color, which I guess you can also watch in black and white.
And it was also a different wife too in the pilot.
Oh, was it?
It was Phoebe instead of Lily.
Okay. It's kind of weird that it came out so close to the Addams Family. I found that surprising. Like, the original show was like within a couple weeks.
Well, it's that traditional concept of what do they call it? Parallel thinking. You know, like that's how you get Deep Impact and Armageddon. Like 5 weeks away from each other. So everybody's like, what if this happened? Nobody ever did this before. And there's somebody else like 12 blocks down saying the same shit.
I'm not sure they're all not colluding to just be like shotgun blast at a genre, you know, just like meteors. All right. Every studio pick a meteor thing, you know?
So what was the parallel thinking with Fast and Furious then?
I think mental disability. I think that was just the main thing.
Family.
I think the original Fast and Furious was, what if we made Point Break, but without all the homoerotic cool stuff, and we'll just make it about men. But they're not, you don't hopefully want them to kiss. And you're like, well, then why do I want to watch this movie? Because I've been waiting for Keanu and Swayze to kiss for like 40 years. What the fuck?
Is this where you tell us you would have rather? Is this where you tell us you would have rather us watch Bros for this episode?
Billy Eichner would have rather us watch Bros too. Apparently, like, nobody saw that movie.
There's no way Billy Eichner would be caught dead on any Gas Digital Network program.
I don't know. He might come on to yell about something, you know? Like, you guys are pieces of shit, whatever, fucking air quotes.
Yeah, everywhere. But you know what? I think pretty much everybody at Gas Digital can probably safely say that they saw Bird on a Wire and they saw Brokeback Mountain. So don't give me this shit. Don't give me these excuses as to why we haven't seen Bros, all right?
I'm saying maybe it's just a bad flick.
When he came out and said, oh, you know, it's just because it's a gay movie and straight people don't want to go. And it's like, yo, I'm fucking bisexual. I love The Birdcage. I love all that shit. This shit just looked bad. It just looked like New York catty gay guys that every gay person is fucking annoyed by, and they're like, I don't want to see them on fucking screen. What the fuck?
See, there you go. Charlie's giving us some cred in the streets here for not wanting to go to see.
It's less streets and more alleys.
Well, Halford's gonna be in the States soon. Like, I think we should get the metal dudes doing non-metal things crew together and see if we can go to see Bros, but only with Halford, so then it's metal.
Please make this happen. Please.
But what day do you, I think they're here Thursday. What day do you leave for LA? Because I was thinking, wow, would they let us, if we could find somebody cool at one of the theaters to let us in with the cameras, because obviously that would be an issue, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
You know what?
That would be hilarious.
I don't think it would be an issue. There's not too many people going, like, trying to steal this movie, you know?
All right, let's get back to the monsters. Come on. Hey, hold on.
I'm with it.
The Munsters is a 2022 American horror comedy film produced, written, and directed by Rob Zombie, based on the 1960s family sitcom of the same title. The story takes place prior to the events of the series, serving as an origin story for the characters. Film stars Jeff Daniel Phillips, Sherry Moon Zombie, Daniel Roebuck as the title family, with Sylvester McCoy as Igor and Richard Brake as, actually, Richard Brake played multiple people in this movie. I think he was Augustus Wolfgang, right? And he was like some other various characters, I'm pretty sure. I just want to start out by saying I enjoy this. Because Howard knows I like dad jokes. And
this shit was full of them.
Full of dad jokes, and there was jokes for like the grandparents, and I would dare I say the great grandparents. So when I saw some of the bad reviews, I'm like, well, yeah, half of these jokes are over your head because you're like 15. This movie, I feel like it's for the grandparents and the grandkids. I don't know about the in between, like guys our age and 5 years older and 5 years younger, but
I was very, very confused by what was happening. I just the whole movie, I just kept asking myself, what year is it supposed to be? Yeah. Because there were, she had dating, there was a dating profile, and then other, like people in town, like when they were at their place, like it seemed like it was very now. And like the people in Paris were like this, like now dress. And then they go to California at the end, and it's like the 1950s, 50s. Like Beetlejuice is about to start playing at any moment, like way back when. And you're like, what? Can you tell me what year it is? I don't know what's happening.
So answered an ad, or he answered an ad, like from like Monsters Monthly, like in the back, like you know how like in the back of the paper there used to be like personals or whatever.
She said personals. Something about your dating profile.
Yeah. She did.
Yes,
she did.
When she was talking to like that Nosferatu looking motherfucker.
Yeah, was it like monstersonly.com or something?
See, that should have been in the movie. Yeah.
They should have called Howard to punch up this script.
Oh, I could dad joke the heck out of this.
The plane was set up like it was like the, whatever, the 80s or the 70s. But then they had those like super modern LED underlights on everything. I could see how you were confused.
It was a lot going on.
Yeah.
I will say besides just about everything, my biggest complaint was that it's a Rob Zombie directed monsters movie and Grandpa doesn't have Dracula.
Yeah, that was
the we missed most- Dracula.
Yeah, that was the most glaring. I think maybe budget cuts. I don't know. I thought it was kind of weird that we didn't see Mockingbird Lane until so far into the film.
No, it was like then
we saw it, and then the movie just ended. Like I feel like the people just editing the movie were like, "All right, this is enough. Just get to the end." They're like, I don't understand what happened. All of a sudden, the movie just ended.
Well, it seems like Rob Zombie felt like we needed to figure out how the monsters got to California. So it was like a prequel to the series.
Yes.
Because the house got stolen from them. Then they moved to LA to be.
Which, by the way, the werewolf brother, I kept laughing. Because I had this on while family was over, and it was nice to just have something on where they would all come in and go, "Oh, wow, no way." And everybody was talking about it. And it was just a light, fun watch. Like, I wasn't expecting fucking Citizen Kane. And I'm glad they made it like that, because when you got the nephews and nieces over and shit, it's just silly.
Shit can get weird.
Yeah, it's just silly fun. I thought everybody did a good job at what they had to do. I liked the way Jeff Daniel Phillip played Herman Munster. I know it's not exactly. Look, nobody's Fred Gwynne. He's one of a kind. Like there's never been someone that remotely looked like Fred Gwynne, I feel like.
Yeah, but I wasn't a huge fan of the guy playing Herman. I thought the grandpa he was the best one in the movie. He did.
Okay.
He could have done a lot. I would have been happy if it was a lot more of him, because it was, you know, let's be honest. I mean, we know why Sherry Moon gets her roles.
And I thought she was good.
I thought she was good. Yeah, that didn't bother me.
It felt like she was acting in another movie.
Yeah, I was kind of disconnected with that. It was one dimensional. It didn't feel like there was a lot of emotion coming out. It was hard to connect with anyone in this movie.
Well, when she was just talking, it was fine. But then when she would talk, sometimes Herman would get like this like sly kind of modern kind of vibe to him. And she felt so out of place when she was doing dialogue in that same delivery. And then every time she talked to her dad, you know, grandpa, it felt odd because he was just doing his own thing. Like there was something felt off.
Huh. Okay. See, I wasn't, maybe I wasn't like dissecting it like that. I thought the whole sort of premise I thought it was funny that basically Richard Brake's character, Dr. Wolf, Augustus Wolfgang and the dude from Lost who played Floop. I thought it was funny that they you know, that they are robbing graves, and then, you know, they're supposed to be putting together this Frankenstein type character. Yeah, and then they're supposed to get the brain of a genius, and they end up getting his hacky comedian brother, Shecky Von Rathbone. So like that, I was like, all right, I'm in, I'm immersed. It's silly, it's funny. The sets look amazing. The lighting, like whoever's the DP, I should give the DP a shout out on this,
because
I thought
the sets are very good.
Yeah,
felt very Rob Zombie without being like Halloween, you know.
I will say the only thing that really they're showing you, like, it was odd that they kind of like made it like this weird Beverly Hillbillies kind of thing, like where they moved to California and then he was going to go get a job, but then the brother shows up and he's like, hey, we want a bunch of money, so you're all set. But like, I know it's supposed to be like an origin story, but if Herman was rich, why would he work at the funeral home? Because that's where he worked on the show.
Because like, it's like you never work a day if you really love your job. You know what I mean?
Well, didn't they?
He's like, well, yeah, I'm rich, so let me just do something I love. I'll just take greens.
I thought he just moved to L.A. to become famous.
No, in this movie, but as far as it being an origin, there is an origin, and he does have a job in the show. So I was confused by
why. So maybe he just didn't make it. You know, he's just like, ah, fuck it. Like, that's L.A. You know what I mean? You move to L.A. to go be an actor, and then you just end up digging graves.
It's confusing. It's like, do I have to really think this much into backstory?
I will say I was hoping when he started doing like the music, the weird rockabilly punk rock thing. I was like, well, if you're going to tell a story of how he got to L.A., like, why not just have him? Why not just have that be the thing? Like, it makes so much more sense. And then, like, he just, like, never went back to that weird rockabilly gimmick that he was doing.
The punk rods. Confused.
Yeah.
It's very Dewey Cox.
Well, but, okay, since it's an origin story and Floop, Dr. Augustus Wolfgang's, you know, assistant there, the dude from Lost. What was his name in Lost?
I can't.
Hurley. Yeah. Hurley.
Yeah.
Hurley.
Hurley from Lost there. I mean, don't you think him naming Herman Munster his name was at least better than how they got Han Solo's name and explained it?
Yes.
Oh, that was worlds better than how they explained Han Solo's fucking fuck name.
So Lily Munster's brother, who's obviously the Count's werewolf son, Lester, is deeply in debt. There's this like subplot where he's deeply in debt to what would you say? What is she? She's like a gypsy type
they get literally gypped for their house.
it's the only time you're allowed to use it.
Hey man, it's very descriptive.
Right. And go. So the Count, okay, so let me get this right. The Count sells her the castle, and then he turns it into a casino and then ends up winning the money.
No. Lester got paid and he flew to Vegas.
Oh, okay.
And then he won money there. He won a ton of money.
But the Count was supposed to sell her the castle so that they could turn it into a casino and a theme park.
Yeah, and he said no. And then because Herman now owned everything because he was married, Lester had him sign a document, you know, that basically pulled what the management did to the Beatles. They're like, oh, he just needed to sign this thing. And he signed away the house.
Right. Now, who was a better sidekick, Floop or Igor?
I guess I would say Floop, but I was kind of like, you know, if you're going to tell this story again, like just have him go with you. Cause like him and Herman together, like there was a little bit of chemistry there. And I'm like, I would stick with that.
Okay. Fair enough. What about you, Howard?
Yeah, I can kind of agree with that. I mean, I didn't mind both of those guys. But it was just I just wasn't that deeply connected with them. They didn't really develop the characters that much.
It would have been kind of funny if the Count Orlok was like also in the band with him, and they were both kind of vying for Lily Munster's love, and there was that angle, and then the band breaks up and he wants to go solo. I mean, yeah, I did think about alternate like things that were going on, but again, I'm watching it with a bunch of people over, and I just thought it's nice to have this kind of like just whatever, I don't know, 90, 100 minute long break from all the bullshit in the world. But yeah, there was parts where I was like, I mean, especially the dating profile thing. Now that you say that. Yeah. I saw your ad how did people date?
My assumption was that they were just adding stuff together because it's funny to not have a time zone basically and just do whatever the fuck you want. So I just kind of took it at that, but the whole movie, I'm like, something else would happen. And I'd be like, what fucking year is it?
Yeah, there would be, it's like some of the older jokes and there's like references that are really old. And then there's references that are very, very modern. So it's like,
when they were in Paris, everybody in the restaurant was dressed like today. So then like when that was happening, I'm like, oh, maybe they're trying to say like Transylvania has like old ass TV shows and old ass cartoons, you know, because they're like out of the loop kind of shit. And it's going to be like them walking into normal people. And no, I don't like it. It was just, I didn't get it. And then like the whole 1950s California neighborhood, like nobody reacted. When he walked out to look at everybody, they were all just like, hi. And you're like, what happened? Why are they so happy right now?
Do any of you guys remember the old like chat lines? Like when you would see like the ad on TV?
You used to be able to call into MTV, right? Like Loveline and all that other shit.
It was also, definitely after Monday Night Raw, there was definitely a lot of commercials for chat lines.
Right. And it's like call in now, meet singles from your area. But most of the time it was just like other dudes. It was like an audio fucking message board. It was like
every dating website on earth. A whole lot of guys.
Dude, that's how Andrew Tate made his first couple million bucks. Is he just had chicks dancing in front of webcams, and him and his brother would be the actual people chatting with the fucking sad dudes. Because they were like, oh, the girls don't like, what do they have to say to these dudes? Like, so while they were dancing, these guys would be chatting up like horny fucking lonely dudes, making millions of dollars.
See, that would have been funny, like have Count Orlok or whatever, that dude like calling into the chat line.
that was an untapped resource. That was a great little character there. But
yeah, and the makeup looked amazing. I thought the dinner scene was funny. That I get it. They were like setting up that she's, you know, she's out there looking for a partner. And I did think it was funny. She went to the dressing room, and that part was funny where Herman is like acting like he's too cool for school. There was little cute spots throughout the movie like that, where I got like, I actually laughed. There was other parts that kind of dragged. All in all though, when it ended, I was like, well, I mean, we've watched way worse movies for this podcast. We're only 32 really? Episodes in. You think this is the worst one that we've watched for this show?
I'd have to go back and look at a list.
It's up there. It's up there.
Well, for me, it's like, as it would be. It's like this. It's like some of those movies that we watch. It's like they weren't supposed to be comedies, which made them funny. This was a comedy, and at times I just wasn't laughing.
Yeah, that's a
fair
good
enough.
Point. Yeah.
Fair enough. Hey, everybody, quick interruption letting you know today's episode is brought to you by IndieMerchStore.com, your one-stop shop for all things heavy metal, music, and merchandise related. I love them. You love them. We all love them. They got so much going on. Visceral Disgorge has new merch up there. They got backpacks, bags, fannies, fanny packs, fannies. We don't want to say that. We're like, that's, they're not, it's not OnlyFans. It's IndieMerchStore.com. Carnifex, Thy Art is Murder, Slayer Restocks, everything. You'll see IndieMerchStore.com, promo code JOSTA10. Look at that dope Shadow of Intent merch. There you go. I mean, Metal Blade
restocks. Boom. Awesome.
Look at all that. That reminds me. I might have to get one of these. Oh, shit. Lamb of God. I might have to do some shopping. Promo code JOSTA10. Big thanks to Indie Merch Store. Link is always in the show notes. Promo code JOSTA10. Thank you, Indie Merch Store. Now back to the show. So did you notice any of the cameos?
I did not.
No.
I mean, I noticed the main cameo, which I texted Howard about because I was so angry when they get to talk to that California realtor, and right away she's talking, and I'm like, oh, it's Elvira. Yeah. I know what she looks like. And then she goes, now don't be scared by my appearance tomorrow because it's Halloween, so I'll be all dressed up. And you're like, oh, okay, cool. Clearly she's going to be Elvira tomorrow because that's why we know her. And then she was a witch. And I was like, the fuck? What is going on?
It's probably because Viacom owns the rights to
that might be it.
That's very, very possible. But I mean, I wanted to see if her cans held up, quite frankly. I'm gonna be honest. What man doesn't want to know if Elvira's tits are still functioning? We want to know.
I mean, even if they're not, respect, right? Yeah. Like,
but I would have poured one out for him if they were. I would have poured one out for my own that was fucking not there.
What? Give me the Elvira backstory and exactly what it is. She's a host, right? Or was she also a character?
No, later on she became a character, but she was just a host of like Saturday Night Horror things. And she kind of, she lifted her gimmick from Vampira, which was like a 50s and 60s chick that did the same thing. Just, you know, just a hot chick with a low cut top and would just talk about the movies.
And then lead you in and out of the commercial breaks or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was the crypt keeper, but with tits.
Yeah.
Yeah. And at the end, and she got syndicated, I guess.
Yeah. And then she was nationally syndicated. And then she was in random movies, would be everywhere.
The last time she was in a flick was in 2001, Elvira's Haunted Hills. Sounds sketchy to me.
I mean.
I mean, listen, respect to the Elvira hustle. I mean, to keep a hustle like that going for that many years, I mean, that's amazing. Like, I'm surprised that there isn't, like, albums. Like, she didn't try to sing at all. Like, are you sure there wasn't?
No, I think she just wrote a book. In the word, yeah,
she said she was recently.
Huh. And what, like, just about her life?
Yeah.
Or is it like her top, like, horror movies or?
Oh, no, it's about her life. She's lesbian and kept it hidden.
She does voices in Scooby Doo, apparently. I guess she plays herself in Scooby Doo often. And then she does, something for Shudder's YouTube channel. So she's still working.
Yeah, she's still doing the gimmick.
Huh.
All right. Yeah, no, I know that because she was like at some of the cons with like D and Doyle. I've seen her table and like she always has like a huge line.
Oh, yeah, that's huge.
Right on. Okay. And then doesn't Eddie Munster, the actor who played Eddie Munster, doesn't he make a cameo too in this? Butch Patrick?
I literally just read that. He does. I'm just trying to figure out where it is. Yeah, yeah.
No idea.
Yeah, because I didn't notice it. And I was like, huh, maybe. I don't know. I thought the honeymoon was funny. I thought him, like, not even meeting the brother till the wedding was funny. I mean, it's just like there was different little things throughout. But all in all, I would say, I don't know. I'm going to give it 6.5. What about you, Brian?
Yeah, let's go with a five. I see what they were going for. They just didn't quite get there. Apparently, Eddie Munster was voicing the Tin Can Man.
Now, are you insulted at that role if you're Eddie Munster and you get the script, but you don't want to be a, you know, you don't want to act like you're being an ingrate to Rob?
No, he seems to be a dude that totally gets it, and he made an entire career off of being on a TV show for 2 years. I mean, he's like all those Star Trek people. Like, once Star Trek became big, like, if you were on The Next Generation, you knew that you had a career for the rest of your life if you respected it and worked at it. And Butch seems to be like one of those guys. He just does the convention circuit. And
like, he green was probably shirt. Like,
well, yeah, there's no Butch four. Patrick in this. So I'll, you know, there's no Eddie Munster in this. So I'll just, yeah, whatever you want me to do, I'll do.
It's like the wrestler Virgil. Gotta hit the circus, man.
Do you think, Brian, you don't think it's a 5.5 just strictly on the vacationing at the Devil's Island?
You know what?
Colony.
I did think that was hilarious. I'll give it a 6 even for the out of time lighting.
Also, do you think they should have maybe worked more the frustration and the fact that her dad, you know, he isn't grandpa yet, right? Like, he's
I don't remember the grandfather being like angry at Herman all the time. Is that a thing? Was that a thing?
No. But it you know, in defense of the movie,
he's
the
trying to win him over
about it too.
Fair enough. They, yeah, by the end, like, just,
well, like, he was so mad he went to Paris. He was like, "Yeah, your jackass husband here just sold our fucking house, this piece of shit." And then they go home and they're all miserable.
Rightfully so.
And then he's all mad. And then he's like, "Well, maybe we should move to California." And he's like, and then Grandpa's like, "Can I come?" Like, he's immediately forgotten that he hates Herman, and now they're all in. And I'm like, why did just make him?
Well, you know, he's homeless now. He didn't really have too much of a choice.
Yeah, I felt, I mean, like they should have made him win him over more. Like, that should have been a thing, like him trying to win over her dad.
No.
I was
so oblivious as a character, you know? I don't even think he realized.
I was just hoping, I was like, the way like it was being so like screwball comedy kind of shit, I was like, oh, there's going to be like a bunch of like weird, like, Rube Goldberg like inventions that like that Grandpa sets up to try to hurt Herman and get him out of the situation. Like, that's what I was waiting for, because he seemed to not like him at all. And,
well, he tried to put the magic spell out to get Lily a real husband, and then, man, yeah, she comes back with him as a husband.
Yeah. You know, that might like that be a good angle. Drama. That might be a good angle for the Munsters too. It's like, add that like Home Alone element where Grandpa's like, "Come on, Lily, I'm taking you out for a nice dad daughter day out on the town." But then he like leaves Herman in the house, and it's just like he's like slipping on marbles and getting paint cans to the head. And,
well, if they somehow got a green lit thing, it would just be, you just have a little kid, Eddie Munster, just do that. Like, have Lily and whatever the fucking daughter's name is. I can't remember. But you have the, because the daughter was like the normal. She looked, I can't remember.
She was a cousin, right? It was, I'll Google it.
Yeah, it's been a long time. But,
well, Richard, high points of the movie, I feel like Richard Brake was great as both Dr. Wolfgang and Orlok.
Marilyn, thank you, Mark.
What's that?
Mark said the name was Marilyn, cousin Marilyn.
What name was cousin? Oh, cousin Marilyn Munster in the TV show?
Yeah, the normal girl.
Oh, apparently there's a Grace Munster who's Herman's evil cousin.
Yeah, it was a television show, let's be honest.
Yeah, fair enough.
Everybody's got to have an evil something in a random TV show.
I mean, well, see, Herman Munster like- do. You asked about the time frame, and I thought, okay, maybe it's 70s, because Herman Munster's doing a fucking Clint Eastwood impression at one point.
Yeah.
But he was definitely whipping out some more modern things. So it's just like,
yeah, but where then it's at one point, I'm just calling him Grandpa because he's fucking, that's what he is. But fucking Grandpa was, he said something about, John Wayne's hat, like, cause he was like making some recipe, the recipe, I think, to fall in love.
Oh, and like Fred Astaire's dance shoes.
But he had like John Wayne's hat, but he kind of like, he said some line where it kind of sounded like he was dead or like it insinuated that John Wayne wasn't alive. And that's when I was like, all right, seriously, what fucking year is it? Like,
oh, cause he pulled out the toupee.
Yeah.
Well, didn't he say John Wayne did wear a piece?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
So what year did John Wayne die?
It was like 77, 78.
Oh, man, I'm now more confused than ever.
Yeah, it's very weird. But really quick, before I forget, I just saw Single YD ask if Werewolf by Night was good, and I saw it, and it was fucking awesome.
Really?
Yes.
Where'd you see it?
It's on Disney Plus.
Check it out.
55 minutes long. If you like comic books, fucking Man Thing is in it. It's fucking great.
Wow.
That's awesome.
I'm into it.
I got to check it out. All right. So what will you give this out of 10, Charlie?
Because John 5 apparently quit the Rob Zombie band, I will plead the fifth, just in case I ever have an audition, and I will not give this.
Howard, what say you of the monsters?
Well, I guess not being familiar with the source material and then seeing this, and it was just a bit uneven. It's 4 for me.
Okay. Now, out of all the zombie films, where do you think this ranks, like between House of a Thousand Corpses, Devil's Rejects, Halloween, Halloween 2, Lords of Salem, 31, 3 from Hell?
Oh, I don't know, man.
This might be at the bottom of that list.
I would say at the bottom, yeah.
Really? You don't think this was better than Lords of Salem? I know it's a different type of movie, but just...
No, it just...
I enjoyed it more.
I did not see that.
No, I don't know. I mean, I saw all of them. I particularly liked House of a Thousand Corpses and El Super Bisto. I like that. Those I would probably like those the most out of all of his shit. But I don't know. This just felt very, very disjointed, and then like, it like you almost got whiplash. The movie ended so fast. Like it was just so, so quick.
Yeah, that ending was wild.
Like they just got there. They just got to the house. And it's like, I assumed that we were going to see him go to work. There was going to be some sort of interaction. And then she was going to say, "Hey, honey, I'm pregnant." And then it would end, you know, so that way, because you're like, and now all the shit that you know happened. You know, like
it's like watching Avengers where he just won't say it.
Well, where would you have taken it? Where would you take the sequel then? If you were in charge of the sequel, where would you go with it? Incorporate more monsters from the Universal IP?
I don't know, man. I think you could just probably write a good like dark comedy around the monsters. Maybe trying to get like Frankensteined by the village out of their house, you know, or something, you know, like you could make it like they're oblivious. I would do that. I would do like a dark comedy where they're oblivious to their neighborhood hating them and they're all trying to pitchfork and burn them out. And they're just hey, look, the neighbor's dropping fucking coming by for a barbecue. Like, and it's like a fucking effigy.
Yeah, I think a standalone story might have been a better choice.
Yeah, the Munsters never got the second run, like, but the Adams, the 90s Adams Family is that perfect example of how to do it. Because you're just like, they are just like this. Nobody else is like this. We accept their weird. They accept they're no, all these other people are normal. They all think that they're odd, and then they all just exist. Go, like, you know, and that's, I was assuming that he was going to be like a rocker. So when he moved to Mockingbird Lane, and it's, you know, they pull on to, you see the fucking Hollywood sign behind there. And I was like, oh, so it's like, if only he was a rocker, when you'd sit, like, it would have made more, everybody would be like, oh yeah, he's just that fucking music guy, you know? Cause like, then it would be like acceptable that he was weird. So then you'd be able to put yourself into that area. But like the whole town, or like, you know, the whole street, everybody seemed accepting of him already. And I didn't understand that, because I remember the show, people being really fucking, you know, getting yeah, scared smooth. When they showed the fuck up at the Munster's house.
But well, also, we saw the scene in the restaurant where they were all scared when they walked in.
Yeah, everybody lost it in France. And then, like, when Herman walked out to go to work right at the end, nothing. And then
is that because they know they're rich?
No, they didn't know yet. Because then they go back inside and he's freaked out by the weird people, which I appreciated that idea of it. And then a wolf man walks through the neighborhood. Nobody reacts. Everybody's just like playing hopscotch and all that shit. And then they're
before,
rich.
Like, yeah. This was before there was a huge immigrant population in California. They just didn't know. You know, they were like, oh, well, we can't say anything. They could be from Mexico.
But yeah, there's some script plot holes, that's all.
So what would you have done? Like, maybe make Herman like kind of like this badass rocker? Like, how far do you go with it in a PG movie? Like, he can't be like,
no, I would have,
he can't be like Gigi Allen or fucking,
no, you don't have to do it. You just have,
like, although that's the movie I would make.
Well, I mean, bolt, it smells.
Like when you saw the artwork of his vinyl, and it, like, you know, it had that like Rob Zombie kind of look. I was like, oh, they're just gonna have him like be a rock star, and, you know, Lily will fall in love, and then they'll move to LA, and that's how their house will be, how it is on the show, and it'll make sense. Because I assumed they were trying to tell a new story, and then when it ended, and they're like, no. And now the show, and you're like, oh, right, that's weird. But yeah, head, I would have. The only other thing I would have done, I sent Howard the Wikipedia on Herman Munster, and apparently during the show, the two seasons of the show, it mentioned that Herman fought World War II with the U.S. troops, and I'm like, I would have much rather watch Herman Munster shoot Nazis, and then just been like, like, you know, and just killing Nazis.
That's Rob Zombie's sequel. Herman Munster goes to war.
Herman Munster coming back, like dealing with like PTSD, and like, but it's not like the killing or the gore or anybody dying. It's like the opposite.
It's like, it's just shrink sessions that he's just like laying on the couch. Be like, just, I still remember the sound it made.
The laugh.
No,
gone.
He's not upset about then. He's not upset about then. He's upset about now, because nobody's dying now.
Yeah, he's like, his nightmare is when they take him out of there.
Yeah. He's like, when I got home, everybody was just happy. And this is just the worst.
I did think with his like superhuman strength, they could have played up like, you know, the whole of mice and men things. Like, don't have Herman like pet a puppy or like, you know, hug your girlfriend or whatever. Like, there was other little things I was thinking. And I know that
in the show,
Rob
would randomly smash shit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds familiar to me.
I will say if it gets a second thing, it can't be like the baby's born. It's just like the kid should just be there, and it should just be whatever, you know. They should just bump it up 10 years and just make it like something that happened. You made something that happened before the show. Now make something that happens after the show. You know,
yeah, one wants to see Eddie Munster's origin story. Like,
I don't want to see that.
Well, I think it will, just based off like the DVD sales already. I think it's killing it on DVD. I would imagine they'll get a sequel. I don't know if it'll be the same budget, but they shot a lot of it in Hungary to save on the budget. And that probably played into the casting and the sets and stuff, right? Like they've all worked on movies together, so they're comfortable. You're not, you know, bringing in
Do they put their house in Hungary? That's where it is right now?
Yeah, they built it there. Like, they built that whole set, which was pretty impressive. Kudos to everybody who built. I mean, it looks amazing.
The best part was the house. Like, it looked perfect. And it was wildly upsetting that, like, even if just at the end, he was just like, oh, I can, you know, Grandpa's like, oh, I could finally build that car out of that coffin we brought over. Like, just give me something. Like, it's your number one most beloved song is called Dragula, and you're making the monsters. Where's Dragula? I'd like to see him.
Well, I'm a super beast. I'm more akin to Super Beast. I think that's
no, but that was the song. Super Beast. And I think that's the best Rob Zombie song ever. But as far as like the song that blew him up, it was Dragula. Like that was the first. Well, that was the first moment.
The video was fucking awesome.
Yeah, and he was actually, he was able to, he was sitting in George Barris's Dragula in the video, you know?
Yeah.
I think that was the only thing that I was like, any minute we're going to get Dragula. It's got to show up.
What if that could be a rights issue? What if the trademark lapsed and somebody got it and was holding it ransom?
Honestly, my assumption is whoever owns the car is a private owner now, and they just wouldn't lease it. That's my only guess.
You just have Rob Zombie roll up as the chauffeur and the fucking Dragula with the suspension all rolling.
That makes sense. That makes perfect sense.
Hey, everybody. Jamie and Brian here reminding you today's episode is brought to you by Manscaped. It is smooth sack summer is over, but that doesn't mean we're going into hippie dick winter.
That's right.
Do not fuck around with the hippie dick. If you're going to look like, Paul Bunyan, at least shave the side, like not shave the sides, but trim the beard, trim the mustache. Don't have a bunch of food hanging off in your shit. What my uncle used to call that, rest in peace, Uncle Paulie, used to call that the flavor saver.
You can't have a squatch crotch.
No squatch crotch. You don't want your girl going down there choking on fucking the bearded dragon, you know what I mean? Just dude. Please get your life together, fix your life with manscaped.com. Promo code JOSTA20. You're gonna love the conditioner. Even the lip balm is good that comes in the performance package 4.0. I love the nail clipper kit thing too. Like if your shit was looking like fucking what's his face from what's that guy with the crazy long, you ever see that guy with the longest fingernails? What's that guy?
That old him? That like the Indian dude?
Yeah.
With like the spiral fingernails? He needs Manscaped.
He needs Manscaped.
That dude gets so no fucking bitches. Bad.
Hell no. What was his name? His name was like, there was also a woman too, Diana Armstrong.
Yeah, we're going to Google this right now and find out what this dude's name is.
Go to manscaped.com. Oh, his name was Sridhar Chilal.
I would have never Manscaped, got that.
No, nobody's guessing. 42 feet, 10 inches.
Excuse me?
I don't know. That's insane to me. It's in the Guinness Book of World Records. But see, you learn something new here on the Josta Show or on the How Awesome Is This podcast. But listen, go to manscaped.com, use the promo code Josta. You're going to save 20% off plus free shipping. And if you fucked up and you missed Christmas giving it to somebody, there's a lot of birthdays in January. It makes a birthday gift, great birthday gift. Manscaped.com. Oh my God. If you're watching on YouTube, look at this guy. That's an atrocity. Please, dear God, I never want to see that again. I'm going to have nightmares about that. Manscaped.com, promo code Josta for 20% off plus free shipping. Now back to the show. All right. Well, I think a sequel, if it does happen, I'll probably watch it. You guys will refuse to watch it for this podcast.
What happened to Moonfall?
I know, right?
We were going to watch Moonfall. Yeah, maybe. I mean, I don't know.
Everybody in the Patreon do yourself a favor and watch the motion picture called Moonfall.
It's cinema, really.
Yeah, I've seen it four times. and when you watch it, and I told Howard this, because Howard and I essentially in a text chain yesterday did what we would have said on the show. I said all you have to do is just count the amount of times they say the word moon in Moonfall, because it is insane.
Is that the road trip end of the world story?
No. This is the movie where the moon hunts you like Jason.
Roger that.
Yeah, so it's something else. I wouldn't have viewed it, and I was like, wow, I am happy about this.
just humor me on this. Universal, right? They own the rights to their version of the monsters. Whether it's Dracula, the Wolfman, Frankenstein, but don't they also own like all the MCA IP and whatever else from the 60s, 70s, 80s? Like,
I think so.
Isn't Jaws Universal too?
Yeah, Jaws is Universal. But Spielberg has his hand in that, and he's not going to let them fucking fuck with that.
Well, he saw what they did to George Lucas, and he was like, nope, fuck that.
That's also the same reason Robert Zemeckis is like, no, literally my children have instructions not to allow you to make another Back to the Future.
Really?
Oh, well, that's good.
Yes. Wow.
Because he's like, no, you're not going to fuck this up.
But they, for the sequel, if they did anything with like the Mummy or
technically you could use all those characters, because they're all just up for grabs anyway. They're like, you know, like I think one or two of them, I think, were created, like the Bride of Frankenstein and stuff were created by Universal, but the rest of them are all public domain, like Wolfman and all that kind of stuff. Those were all like in Penny Dreadfuls and shit in the 1800s. So yeah.
It's weird. There's like a difference between a character. So like you couldn't use like the Wolfman.
He couldn't look like the current, like the traditional Universal Wolfman,
but it could be a Wolfman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, because like the Mummy isn't like it's the Mummy Returns, and then the Scorpion King. So like, could you use any of those to like enhance the comedy? I mean, give me a Scorpion King Munsters mashup. That's hilarious. No,
The Rock has enough money.
I mean, well, there you go. Or just get The Rock in the next one and have Herman join WWE.
Come on, please stop.
Dude, we're writing a Scooby-Doo episode here,
So the Rock and the Globetrotters will be on the next Monster movie.
But don't they have Universal has so many other characters? Like they have Chucky, I'm pretty sure. They have
They have Chucky. Yeah, that's NBC Universal. But we've talked about this before. They have two successful franchises, Fast and Furious and Jurassic Park. And that's why chocolate, peanut butter, they're gonna go together at some point. I will stick by
oh
this.
Oh my god.
I will stick
wait, are
will
you
stick
are
by
you
this theory?
Are you trying to tell me that Tremors 1 through 5 is not a successful franchise? Are you trying to tell me, I mean, dude, let's not forget Scorpion King 4 Quest for Power.
Wait, hold on. There's 4 of them?
Yeah.
Dude.
Have we discussed this before?
Scorpion
That's
King
why,
got American Ninja.
Listen, if they greenlit Tremors 5 Bloodlines and Hard Target 2, I don't even think JCVD is in Hard Target 2. Right?
That's the thing. They don't have the long term shit. Like they tried. I apologize to whoever just commented. Universal tried. They tried to do the Mummy thing with Tom Cruise. And they just made, it was just a dumb move because, like, the beginning of the movie, Tom Cruise was like the Brendan Fraser, like a man being chased by the mummy. And then at the end of the movie, he was the mummy. Like, he had all the powers of the mummy. So you were essentially going to build the universe around him. And it was like Angelina Jolie as the bride of Frankenstein, and fucking Johnny Depp was going to be the Invisible Man. So he could have just been like a functioning pile of scarves, I assume. And that was going to be the thing that they were doing. But the Tom Cruise one flopped so hard, and the Universal Monsters, they can't get the Universal Monsters to go. But they can keep making those Godzilla, the dinosaur movies.
They need to get on this, though, because this is already crushing in DVD sales. I guarantee you it sold more on DVD in 1 week than all of the Scorpion King and Tremors. I mean, I know that the Cult of Chucky and the Curse of Chucky and those, you know, have their cult followings, like, and people buy those on DVD.
Yeah,
and
they have a cult following.
And like the Death Race movies as well, right? Like those, I mean, I remember they did a Death Race that had like Statham, and I'm pretty sure it had Ving Rhames in it. So they're, if they can find the butt, I mean, dude, they did fucking, here we go. Here's how you set up. You want a Universal films mashup. What was Method Man or Red Man's? That was Universal. What was their,
how high?
How? Yes.
Fuck yeah.
How high?
I'm already sold.
Mashup. Dude, Method Man, Red Man, and Herman Munster. Oh, dude, this is comedy gold.
It just writes itself, really.
Does it?
It really. All right. About
counterpoint? Does it?
I'm trying to think what other franchise that they have besides horror. I know
all their franchises have died. I'm not being mean. I think it's sad. I mean, they had a lot of wonderful franchises, but the only two that they keep the only thing they want to do is make $1 billion movies. And that's the only thing any movie studio wants to do is make $1 billion movies.
Don't they have all the R.L. Stein properties? Like, that stuff is huge.
It's not making money, though. They just do a little deal with Netflix, and they just make some, but they're like, nothing's popping off like Fast and Furious and VD there, you know, going for it. And they keep dragging that poor Tyrannosaurus Rex out to fucking roar at people. That girl, she's 30 fucking years old. I mean, let's let her take a nap. Like, this is fucking ridiculous.
Dude, Ron Howard's daughter, I just love her. I mean,
I'm going to go ahead and say it's biased because she's a redhead. So you're just sticking up. You're ill.
All right. Let's go to chat. Let's go to chat here before we get out of here. Mark Armenta says they need to do a new Darkman. That's Universal. Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. Reboot Darkman and reboot it with, like,
I don't know if Liam Neeson's in the good graces enough to be doing a new movie.
No, give him a little cameo. Just give give him the Val Kilmer, you know, treatment. Like, just have him in there for a little bit.
Turn him into a vegetable and then CGI.
What did he do? Did he do something?
Yeah, he
used a sentence that included the blacks, I think.
He said something, and then
no, I think it was that black bastard or something to that effect.
Just in general, a black bastard was what he was talking about. It was just in general.
Was there a white bastard there too? And he was just trying to.
No,
it was like playing Guess Who. You had to like say, you had to narrow it down.
So wait, okay. So are you trying to tell me that Universal is worse off in the IP department than like something like Warner Brothers, who I'm amazed the lights are even on? Like,
just wait.
I'm amazed.
Warner Brothers is HBO or is Discovery. That's why.
Yeah.
Right. Because that guy is like, make everything diners, drive-ins, and drives, yeah. and nothing else.
Yeah, well, and it's also everything from Warner Brothers is on HBO Max. So as far as they're concerned, everything on Warner Brothers is
no,
a success.
No, they took a lot off because they can't pay the residuals.
Oh, yeah, but a lot of it's still there. Like, you can still go watch.
All, like, the superhero movies, all the cartoons, like, they're all on HBO.
Yeah.
But this wow. further proves, though, that, like, Suits fuck everything up. Because Discovery, like, what are we going to do? Watch another, like, episode of My 700-Pound Life or whatever? Like, they're, but I guess that's cheaper to make than... Yeah. I mean,
all reality TV, it costs nothing to make. It's so bananas.
Meanwhile, in all reality TV, there are script writers, which means at some point there will be an expose about professional screenwriters that are being paid pennies on the dollar because since it's reality TV, it somehow doesn't count as, you know, they don't have to get paid their fair rate or something. Just watch. It'll that's coming. Just.
That definitely happens. I have a couple of friends that work in reality TV on some like the big like it shows now, and they just are consistently talking about how shitty it is.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm not trying.
I'm looking at this Universal IP versus the Warner Brothers IP, and think about if you could. I mean, they don't do anything with this stuff. Like I keep hearing, oh, they're going to do a Beetlejuice remake.
I've heard like Michael Keaton signed on, and so has Christina Ricci, right?
But well, Beetlejuice, is it? Beetlejuice could have been an episodic TV show that would have smoked half these TV shows. Yeah, but I'm talking about live-action episodic TV show. Like, they could have been doing that for years, and they just didn't do it.
But 10 years ago, who's going to tell Michael Keaton, who was still a film actor, hey, do you want to do TV? Like, it was... Like
no, but they could have got someone else and did it like they did The Flash on TV.
Who wants to do that? Nobody wants to. We went to see every single Michael Keaton movie we went to see for Michael fucking Keaton. That's why. Like, that's why you're not making a Beetlejuice movie without Michael Keaton, because he's now you don't even need makeup. You know, like, you just fucking paint his face gray and it's basically
they just they just take the makeup off.
Oh man,
dude, these Universal. Okay, Single YD says Marvel will wait. What is this? Wow, there's 7 Tremors flicks.
Yes, I just looked it up. It's
The
most
God.
Ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
Wow. Single YD says the Phantom needs a reboot. That's true, but.
Man.
I mean, who would
what was
play?
The Phantom's who? Powers? The Phantom is like a fucking hero from the 20s. Like, the Phantom's powers were just like, I have a purple suit now.
Yeah, and now he was like, hey, I'm Billy Zane. How you doing? Like, it's fucking terrible.
Yeah. I never really got the appeal of the Phantom. He was just like a ninja.
I never got the appeal of Billy Zane. So we're on the same page.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
what was Billy Zane's big? What was his big thing? The Titanic, right?
Yeah, he was basically the cunt in Titanic.
He was the cunt in Titanic.
he stole somebody's child and said, "My child and I need to get on this boat." Like, he was a horrible individual.
Real ass dude. Real ass dude.
So
I say wow because I have not seen that movie.
Literally, me and Joey D saw it in Orlando before the Justin Friend show. It was on TV, and we're like, "Why is this on TV?" And we just like watched the last hour, and we're like, "This is fucking ridiculous."
But have you seen all those old Universal horror movies? Like, have you seen them all? Like the Black Cat and the Bride of Frankenstein, Werewolf of London, and all those.
Oh yeah, some of them are hilarious because they're not on purpose, but
what about The Raven?
I don't remember that.
That's that's Boris Karloff and Bela Lugosi based off of Edgar Allan Poe's poem, right?
If I saw it, it was so long ago.
Same.
I mean, all these movies have been remade. She-Wolf of London.
Wow.
Abbott and Costello. They did Abbott and Costello Meet the Mummy.
Oh, yeah. They did Abbott.
Revenge of the Creature.
I want to see Herman Munster meet the Thing and see what happens.
Dude, Herman Munster meets Jaws. Put him on the beach.
That's the next thing. Universal Pictures presents.
I think these companies are screwed. I think they're fucked. Warner Brothers, Universal. What are they going to do? They got to get somebody in there with some new ideas.
The problem is that all the people who want to go into writing and all that other shit these days are just like fan fiction writers. Like nobody has any real, I don't know, knowledge about things, or that there's no new ideas. Like everybody's just like, oh, I'm going to take this thing I did.
Well, there are new ideas. I was a kid. There are new ideas, but they just try the idea. The issue is that it's not going to make money today. And that's what all these companies want. So they're not going to push. They're not going to push the new idea because they know that they'll make at least X amount with a reboot of blah, whatever.
Transformers 17.
Lisa Hilbert in the chat says,
"Yeah,
she says new Hellraiser at least third or fourth of the in the best Hellraiser. So is it episodic TV or is it a new Hellraiser movie?"
It's a new Hellraiser flick, from what I understand.
Yeah, it's just a movie.
Hmm. Yeah.
Oh well, then we might have to watch that with Halloween coming up. Maybe we watch the new Hellraiser.
There's like a chick Hellraiser in it. Like Pinhead is a chick, but that doesn't bother me. Like people were bothered about it. I'm like, it's a demon. Like
it's a
it's a movie. Yeah.
It's a girl. It's a girl from that show, Sense8, too. She's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sense8 was good. They canceled it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I watched part of the first season, and then I just didn't go back to it. Wasn't that I didn't like it. I just lost.
Well,
I unfortunately have to go to band practice, so I have to leave you gents.
Yeah, I got to go eat dinner. Are we watching Hellraiser for the next episode?
Sure.
Right. I hope so.
Let's do it. That works for me.
Yeah, because it's Halloween. We got to get in the spirit.
Yeah, let's do it.
Although I do think Halloween 3, the one with, right? That's the one without Michael Myers in it. I like that one. Let's
whatever you want, I'm down with.
No, let's do Hellraiser. Let's do something new. Something that came out this year.
Yeah, it's new. It's on Hulu. You don't have to fucking buy it. It's great.
Oh, yeah. Great. I'll watch it right now. No, I can't.
All right. Hellraiser it is. Thanks, everybody. Have a good night.
All right. Later, Jim.
Bye-bye. If you are still listening or if you're watching, like, subscribe, hit the bell if you're on YouTube. Get us back in the algorithm, good graces. I know this episode is old, but as I explained in the intro, this has been a long hiatus because of Milwaukee Metal Fest getting booked, records getting finished. I was on tour. I mean, Howard was finishing a record. Yeah, Howard's been doing a bunch of projects, which we can't talk about, but he'll come on the regular show and
not tell us about the thing that comes out the next day.
Whatsoever. No, he will. He will. He's actually, I actually talked to him for a long time yesterday and I told him, we still got to put out this episode and we're going to have some new episodes pretty soon. So if you want to subscribe, go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. You can download the archives. You can see all the bonus content. And if you want a bunch of other content that's not on Gas Digital, you can go to patreon.com/Josta. We got two new podcasts up with Keith. Actually, Keith recommended this movie. Well, maybe we should do for How Awesome Is This? Have Keith as an additional guest. It's called Skinamarink. You heard about this?
Negative, but it sounds twisted.
Dude, it's fucked up. People are, the people that go to see this in the movie, they're terrified. They're walking out like, God, I want to unsee that. They're fucking terrified. Should we watch the trailer on the How Awesome Is This podcast now?
Absolutely. I'm just going to look it up. What movie did we do with Keith previously? We did that that Irish flick, right?
The one that he didn't watch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But it didn't matter. He was into it. We watched a bunch of clips during the episode that with the monster that killed the baby in the car.
Oh my God, we did that. Oh yeah.
I can't.
What was that? Rawhead Rex.
Rawhead Rex. Yeah.
Oh my God. I even made shirts for that. Go to indiemerchstore.com. I think there's a Josta Rawhead Rex collab. If you search Rawhead Rex on indiemerchstore.com, I think we still have a couple shirts. All right. This is the Skin and Marink trailer. We'll have to get Keith on the How Awesome Is This podcast to check it out. Bayview Entertainment. Oh, I thought this was going to be like an 18.
In this house.
It's like with kids, right?
Oh, this is weird. Out. This is already weird as hell.
In this house.
What?
I don't like when kids are whispering.
I don't like this at all.
In this house.
Stop saying that.
Yeah, no, I'm scared. What's with the Barbie?
No, don't do it. Don't turn around.
In this house.
Stop saying that.
Oh, it's a Shudder original, so we could just watch it on Shudder, or we gotta go see it in the theater.
No, we can watch it on Shudder, I believe. We'll find out. It'll tell us at the
end. In this house.
I think it's about this house, though.
Is this some poltergeist shit?
There's gonna be a jump scare, and we're both gonna look like bitches.
Oh my God. What the fuck? Do the kids live alone?
Oh,
what the fuck? All right, Skin of Marink. We're going to watch it. We'll have to watch it for the next episode. I'll tell Keith. We'll send out the link. If you're on Patreon, you can join us. If you're on the All Access level or the executive producer level, you can join us live if you're scheduled. Yeah, that's freaky. I want to see Megan too, though.
Yeah, Megan looks fun. It looks like just like a more fun, terrifying movie than that. Like, yeah. That's like one of those, like, here's a bunch of Uncanny Valley and like a child that's a murderer, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, they got like a bunch of viral moments in it and stuff. Just a quick plug for our sponsors and we'll get out of here. If you're on YouTube, this is the Josta vinyl. I don't know what color it is. Maybe it's chocolate.
Gunmetal chocolate.
We will get it up on martyrstore.net so you can pre-order. We will get some booklets signed. We're just waiting on the inserts. I think they'll ship out mid-February. Also, thank you to indiemerchstore.com. Big congrats to Lauren Ashore. They just got the big arena tour with Mastodon and Gojira. And then also congrats to the Black Dahlia Murder and Terror. They're going out on the road. And hint, hint, wink, wink. Maybe the tour ends right as a certain festival is going to begin.
Oh, so maybe they swing by said certain festival.
Yes, exactly. But we can't say just yet. Also, thank you to indiemerchstore.com. Go to indiemerchstore.com and use the promo code JOSTA10. Thank you to the Mad Russian Apothecary. Use the promo code JOSTA21 at madrussianapothecary.com. The link is always in the show notes. If you can't remember how to spell apothecary or
get
Mad
some
Russian,
good goop.
Get some foot balm for your dry ass feet. Manscaped.com, promo code JOSTA. And what was the other one? Ridge.com, promo code JOSTA.
Make sure you don't have mimes stealing your credit card information out of your back pocket.
Yeah, it's scammer season. So listen, it's bad enough if you got hippie dick. You got to go to manscaped.com, but then don't have hippie dick and get scammed. So go to ridge.com. Both promo codes are JOSTA. That's it. Slay the day. Keep the PMA to the grave and drink your coffee, do your pushups, listen to death metal. And watch Skin of Marink, and we'll be back.
Produced by Brian McKay. Executive producers Jake Olszewski, Ben Lee, AJ Lewis, Garrett Keeping, Dan Smith, Nick Torito, JJ Hernandez, Joe Bartovic, Jason Jarvis, Chris Larice, Alex Smolin, Todd McKee, John Blewett, Richard Miller, Kyle Marg, Nate Leffingwell, Morgan Costner, Mark Tagg, Zappagor Waikato, Niall Scollard, Kathy D'Ambrosio, Justin Steven, Jack Flanders, the Pit Commander, Andy Wilson, Jeffrey Kuhn, Kimo Humalamaki, Jonathan Metis, Brandon Cooper, Matthew Jankowskis, Jamie Kutcher, Ryan Underkoffler, Matt West, Ryan Maurice, Chad Green, Dallas Hendricks, Jacob Ahrensberg, Kenneth Moore, Kona Butterflies, Stephen Helm, Richard McIntosh, Jeff Stevenson, Ryan Williams, Larry Tooley, Dallas Bolin, Ryan St, Nathan Rex Madrid, Cameron Hendricks, Scandalous Official, Joe Motson, Let's Talk Resident Evil, Andrew Chase, Guy on the Couch, Chris Winchester, Antonio Reyes, Joe Otson, Dustin Stone, Lee Walker, Ryan Levson, John Henkes, Robert Bushaw, Troy Seal, Mark Horror Armenta, Jay Liberston, Nick Fowler, Mike Horgan, Emma Horgan, Arnarok, Patrick King, Oscar Brummett, Stacy Steineke, Fernando Somoza, Patrick O'Brien, Dominique Zimmer, Ryan Sanders, Lara Snyder, Daniel Burt, Milwaukee Metal Sausage, Adam Boss.